Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
It gets kind of boring after a while, all these guys get in the ring with you and they ask for so much money and all they do is run from you.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
60 grand, a clean, fast fight, 15 rounds to a decision. Besides, you don't like fighting anymore. You like living too much. So why not live the easy life?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I'm not Mother Teresa, and I'm not Charles Manson either, but just treat me equal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Namas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMAR, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, I bring you MMA royalty. That's right, the Showtime Grand Prix heavyweight champion, undefeated Daniel Cormier. We'll be here in just about 10 minutes or so. Then we'll bring in Triple K. I'm talking about King Kyle Kingsbury. We'll review UFC 158, talk about the upcoming UFC events. Of course, Bellator going down this past Thursday night. Pretty good card on Spike TV. I enjoyed it. So I thought that Indian guy, what they call him, Chief something, he thought he laid down like a dog. But the bottom line was, MMA is happening. It is. Coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Nick Diaz has retired. The kid from Stockton, California, actually not a kid. Of course, the former Strike Force champion tried to get the UFC title from Georges St. Pierre. That didn't happen. St. Pierre won going across the board, 50-45. Shutout. Basically, the bottom line is some people gave Diaz one round, other people didn't. You know, Nick talked a good talk, but he couldn't put up the fight against the great Georges St. Pierre. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. We're talking UFC 158 results and more right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Before bringing in the champ, the Showtime Grand Prix heavyweight champion, Daniel Cormier, still to come on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you looking for high-quality printing and top graphic design services at the best price? Check out TwisterPrint.com, where wholesale pricing is available to the public. We have thousands of free design templates and a fast turnaround for all your printing needs. TwisterPrint.com is your number one source for business cards, banners, flags, flyers, posters, car magnets, and more. And now you can receive an additional 10% off by entering promo code SPORTS in the coupon code at TwisterPrint.com. Or call 24/7 at 1-877-288-9700. That's 877-288-9700. Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Check it. 12 minutes past the hour, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMAR. I want to mention that website the Ghost Robert Guerrero brought up in the boxing hour, hour number one here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, BeTheMatch.org for bone marrow matches. Of course, he is the spokesperson now after his wife, Casey, survived leukemia. So if you can, check it out, BeTheMatch.org. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts this hour, of course, coming up April the 6th. Stockholm, Sweden, the once beaten Swede, Alexander Gustafsson. Pretty good fighter. 185 pounds. He thinks he's, take that back, 205 pounds. Thinks he's a real deal at 6'4". Very tall, very rangy. He could possibly be a foe for John Jones, but John Jones, of course, has a date April the 27th with Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen, a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago. Chael, not too respectful of anybody, but you don't know whether it's hype or he really feels that way. So Chael Sonnen and John Jones, of course, they are the judges. I take that back, the coaches in the Ultimate Fighter season 17. Wow, the longest running reality series in history as far as television is concerned. But the finale is going to be on April the 13th. Pretty good matchup. Uriah Faber in the main event versus Scottie Jorgensen. Of course, the Ultimate Fighter 17 finale will be on that night as well. But this card, UFC on Fuel TV, that's 9, UFC on Fuel TV 9 from Stockholm. That is April the 6th. Faber and Jorgensen's on FX Cable. That's Saturday, April 13th. Saturday, April 27th, we've got Jones and Chael Sonnen on pay-per-view. And, of course, the 20th in San Jose, California, UFC on Fox. We've got my guest coming up in a few minutes, Daniel Cormier, the unbeaten Daniel Cormier. Take it on Frank Mir. Frank Mir, the former two-time UFC World Heavyweight Champion. Of course, the co-main event there, a battle of badasses, folks. Benson Henderson, Gilbert Melendez, fighting at 155 pounds. Of course, Melendez, the former Strikeforce lightweight champion. And, you know, Benson, the man. I mean, Benson's the man at 155. Now, people tell me in the gym he's a beast. And obviously in the cage he's a beast. I mean, he's just awesome. There's no question about that. And of course, he wants to fight Anthony Pettis, the man that last beat him on a very what he thought was a bad night for him. So they're looking to hook that up. But Pettis has got another fight coming up, a big fight. So we'll have to see if he's a winner there or not. But the UFC schedule, it's rocking and rolling. Tuesday nights, of course, The Ultimate Fighter, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, only on FX Cable. Then, of course, as I said, then we go to the April 6th card, then the April 20th card. Wow, then the April 27th card. I mean, are you feeling it? Are you seeing how the UFC and how combat sports is coming into your life every week now? Where, you know, boxing's here and there. Boxing is here. Boxing is there. But the bottom line is UFC, it's like a train, and it just doesn't stop. I mean, boxing stops at different stations. I mean, they have big fights, you know, once or twice a year, and, they, you know, they rake people in as far as the pay-per-view is concerned with, like, Floyd Mayweather and people like that. But there aren't too many guys that are of pay-per-view quality in the world of boxing, per se. You've got Mayweather, and you used to have Manny Pacquiao. I don't know what he's worth now because he got knocked silly by Juan Manuel Marquez. Marquez, not a real terrific pay-per-view draw, although he is Mexican. He does well in the Mexican and the Mexican-American market. But you talk about the UFC, and we're talking about guys that can draw an average of 300,000 to 400,000 homes a pop, and that's really all they need. I mean, yeah, some of the big cards, like George St. Pierre and Nick Diaz, they probably did a million homes, okay? Probably close to a million homes. And John Jones, I think, in a prior fight, he did a lot of homes as well. And, of course, the big fight, Brock Lesnar, he did, like, over a million homes. I think he has the record as far as pay-per-view buys in the UFC is concerned. But all these other guys can carry pay-per-views on their own shoulder. Like hey, not only the guys. How about Ronda Rousey? Ronda's a real deal. She carried that entire pay-per-view on her shoulders. Yeah, Liz Cormucci, she tried to do her part as the opponent. And she did have a second in that fight where she grabbed Ronda in that choke maybe to look like it might be over. She thought she had it. But, man, Ronda's a real deal. And I'm telling you, you know, when you see her walk into the cage, I mean, she looks like she's like just irritated, so ticked off, it's unbelievable. The word I want to use starts with a P, but I mean, she is so ticked off, it's unbelievable. I mean, she looks like, good Lord, how does she? I don't know how guys or girls come down off that. I remember I wasn't able to come down off that too easy. It would take a while. I mean, I would walk into the dressing room after a fight and I would pace. You know, walk back and forth, and they'd be trying to cut my hand wraps off and things like that. My mind, win or lose, is going a thousand different ways. You know, but Ronda, she's able to do it. She walks into that octagon, I mean, an absolute beast. And she's the, like Hector Martinez says, and he wouldn't have watched MMA ever. Ronda Rousey got him to watch MMA. Ron Marshall, Hector Martinez being a former two-time Golden Glove champion, the manager of Roberto Duran at one point in time. But, Ron Marshall, the boxing historian out of Oakland, California, Alameda, California, he said he would never watch MMA. Then he watched Ronda Rousey. Yeah, the Ronda Rousey, Liz Cormucci build up. I think they had that on cable or something like that. And he watched it on the internet. He got off on that. Now he's an MMA fan. He watches Bellator on occasion, watches the UFC. Speaking of Bellator, man, they got it going on. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. It is really the thing to do on Thursday nights. Of course, also on Thursday nights, used to be one of my favorite programs, not so favorite anymore because the imagination is gone and I don't see the writers doing their thing anymore, was TNA Wrestling as the lead into the Bellator Fighting Championships. And after a while, I expect the Bellator Fighting Championships to lead in to the TNA Wrestling after a couple of years. Yeah, Bellator is going to get their feet wet here. You know, they've done like 900,000 homes, and they've got pretty good lead in with the TNA Wrestling as far as their demographics are concerned, okay? But in order to really become big time, per se, they're going to have to start drawing a million, million five, and then those numbers have got to grow in time. I mean, really, really grow. Significant growth. That's what Bellator is looking for, significant growth. And if they get that at Spike TV, you know, eventually I guess they're going to go the pay-per-view route and try to make all kinds of money. But right now, you know, Bellator is just, it's just ultra entertaining. It is ultra entertaining. And if you look at MMA, if you watch the Evicta and some of the other little smaller brands other than the UFC, you really see some hungry, determined fighters. You really, really do. I mean, but then again, you see some dogs as well. You see the opponents, per se. I mean, some of these opponents in MMA, you can sort of look at the guys, that guy is not going to do too well. He looks like an opponent, just like in boxing. Tomato cans, yes, they exist in the world of MMA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Next up, Daniel Cormier. That's right, the great Daniel Cormier, undefeated MMA fighter, the Showtime Grand Prix heavyweight champion, the man that annihilated Josh Barnett, beat him like a girl for 5 rounds for the Showtime Grand Prix heavyweight title. That was with Strikeforce. Now Strikeforce is dead. He's back in the UFC, and he's the man. April 20th, him and Frank Mir in the heavyweight semi-main event. Of course, the main event, Benson Henderson. Benson Henderson defending that title against the UFC Strikeforce champion. I'm talking about Gilbert Melendez. UFC Strikeforce champs hooking it up. April the 20th, 155 pounds only at the HP Pavilion and on Fox TV. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. JB, take it away.
Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Hi, this is Acos the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle and I'm losing weight. You should too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply, that's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah. Your weight.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Minutes past the hour, the smooth sounds of the Tower of Power. Speaking of Oakland, California, I got the scoop. Dave Chappelle, tomorrow night, Sunday, Yoshi's, 2 shows. Tickets are $55. You can't hear it nowhere else. You won't read this in the paper. You won't hear it on the radio. You're getting it from me because Dave sends me the emails. That's right. Dave Chappelle, Sunday, Oakland, California, Yoshi's, California, Yoshi's nightclub. You want to go, this is the place to go. It's a 300-seat nightclub. Tower of Power plays there. A lot of groups have played there. But tomorrow night, it'll be the man himself, Dave Chappelle. Dave decides a couple of days before to do these things. He calls like Yoshi's, hey, is it Sunday night open? Yeah, they okay, yeah. I calls them like on a Thursday, then they rock. So he comes out, does his thing in front of 300 people, tries new material, and then he goes back home to, I think, North Carolina. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That is the entertainment side, folks. The cage fighting side. He is unbeaten. Formerly from the University of Oklahoma, I believe. Of course, he is the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion. The great Daniel Cormier is our guest. Daniel, we are honored to have you on the show, sir.
How you guys doing, man? Oklahoma State University.
Oklahoma
Cowboys,
State.
Cowboys, not Sooners.
Okay, which one did Larry Merchant go to? Did Larry Merchant go to the Sooners, or did he go to your college?
He didn't go to Oklahoma State, so I only assume that he went to Oklahoma.
Okay. Daniel Cormier, of course, is unbeaten in the world of mixed martial arts, and, of course, the gangster slap Josh Barnett in a bit of an upset in a lot of in the minds of some odds makers, but not in the minds of the people, the wise guys in the world of MMA. I mean, Kyle was telling me you're going to win that fight. Different people from the Silicon Valley were telling me Cormier is going to win this fight. I go, yeah, but the size, everything's against him, you know? So, and the experience. So talk to me about that fight. You went in there and you won every minute of every round.
Yeah, man, just you know, I owe a lot of that to my training partners in my gym. You know, I got a I got a great gym, man. You know, and King Book probably was telling you because he's one of the guys that's in there working with me, helping me prepare for these fights, you know, mm-hmm. and they can tell when we're on and we're ready to go. And, you know, it was a tough fight, so I trained really hard because I have a ton of respect for Josh. You know, I respect Josh so much that I knew that I had to train harder and longer than I ever did. So I was in shape. My timing was good. And everything kind of came together on that night, man. I don't know if that's how I will fight in every big fight, but on that night, it all kind of came together.
Okay. Of course, April the 20th, you're taking on Frank Mir. Frank Mir, the former two-time USC heavyweight title holder in San Jose, California. You're fighting at home. Your homies will be there.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I was talking about I was talking to the guys at the gym about this just the other day. I said, you know, I fought in San Jose against Barnett. Then my last Strike Force fight, I got to fight in Oklahoma where I went to school. I said, now I get to make my UFC debut back in San Jose. I said, the only guy that gets to fight in front of his crowds every time more than I do is George St. Pierre.
Good point.
He fights in Canada every time. I'm lucky, man.
Okay, George St. Pierre is sort of looks stellar. I mean, he turned back Nick Diaz, got Nick Diaz to retire. Did you think that fight was going to be a little bit more competitive than it was, or is GSP just that much better than everybody else at 170?
Well, I thought it would be a little more competitive on the feet. You know, George actually won the stand-up exchanges too, so that was surprising. But, you know, man, if you don't have a strong enough base to keep him off me from taking you down and he's able to dictate when the fight goes to the ground, where the fight goes to the ground, and where he fights all the time, he's too good a strategist to fight his fight. So unless you have skills that can actually make him change his game plan, he's going to beat everybody.
Okay, in the early days of the UFC, we had people like Royce Gracie, very one-dimensional. I don't think he can make it nowadays. Now a fighter has to have all the skills, you know, the stand-up, the boxing, the ground and pound, the jiu-jitsu, the ability to work on the ground. How did you incorporate all these things with an amateur wrestling background?
Well, I mean, I started with the wrestling background, which I think is the best base for it, you know, because we know how to train. We've been through the grind of working hard through our college and international careers. And then, you know, once you learn all that stuff, you know, you start to learn to stand up, which is the toughest. But starting with a wrestling base, that's the best base because it's the hardest one to learn once you if you haven't been doing it. Because, like, guys like me and guys like Gray Maynard and those guys, I mean, those guys have been wrestling since they were 5 years old. You know, you start wrestling at 24, 25 years old, it's kind of hard to keep up with a guy that's been doing it for 20 years, you know, with the balance and everything else. So I had this strong base in wrestling and just really focus on everything else, you know, and without actually stopping wrestling. I still wrestle a ton because you have to keep that skill sharp. Otherwise, it's going to kind of go away a little bit.
Okay, April the 20th, you take on Frank Mir. Now, Frank Mir was in the studio about a month ago, and this is what he had to say.
Well, you know, I think that he's becoming a very capable striker, and he's starting to enjoy it. I still don't think that he realizes, you know, high-level striking of the UFC guys. I think that eventually, no matter what happens, he's going to go for a shot and go for a takedown. And then, you know, on the ground, I just don't see him simulating. I think actually fighting Josh Barnett was probably a bad thing for him because he might feel a certain amount of confidence by going to the ground with me. And the difference is, you know, Barnett and I are a little different. Barnett's a great grappler. I just don't think he has the same finishing abilities that I do. I have a who's who on when I catch a hold of a limb. I don't think anybody's going to, you know, whether they like me or not, they're not going to argue about the fact that I don't finish fights when I get a hold of something.
Okay, Daniel, what do you have to say about what Frank just said?
He's right. You know, he finishes fights. And, you know, I mean, this is kind of standard for what's been going on in the last couple weeks. His interviews are starting to come out. And, you know, he's just being Frank Mir, real cocky and arrogant. And, you know, he's going to be in for a big surprise. You know, I just really don't believe he thinks I'm that good, you know, which is which works to my benefit because I'm going to beat his ass and then he's going to he'll be in for quite a surprise when we get in that cage. This is his thing, you know. He kind of tries to get under your skin and get you riled up so that hopefully, you know, game plan goes out of the window or you fight more to his strengths. But that won't work with me. You know, I'm a lot smarter than Frank and in every sense of the word. And when we get in the cage, he'll see that I'm a better fighter too. You know, so there's no level difference in the guys fighting the Strike Force and in the UFC. You've seen it as the guys have moved over to the UFC and won almost all of their fights. So Frank's going to see, you know, he's going to have to eat his words, but he really doesn't. You know, even when he talks like that and gets his butt kicked, he he still behaves the same way going into his next fight.
He's Frank.
Yeah, he is who he is. That's how he is.
He's Frank Mir. I mean, he talks the talk, and he gets people interested, and he instills controversy in places where there isn't any controversy. But he says you're too small. He says at 265, he's going to throw you around like a rag doll. I mean, that's what he thinks. Talk to me.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys that think that. You know, I only weigh 235 pounds. You know, I'm not very tall. Those guys are big guys, but, you know, I fought a guy that was 285 in Australia. I fought Soa Pelele, who just re-signed to the UFC. He was about 280. I beat Bigfoot Silva, who's another big guy. I beat a lot of big guys. You know, Frank, all the things that Frank is saying, you know, this is nothing new. This is kind of typical Frank for his fight pre-fight buildup. Mm-hmm. But again, like I said, you know, this is what he does. And then even if he gets his ass kicked, it won't change. You know, he's going to do it again, and then he's going to get beat up again. And Frank talks, and Frank gets beat, and then Frank continues to talk, you know. So I don't know what world he lives in. You know, I don't know what world he lives in where, you know, getting your butt kicked doesn't humble you a little bit. But maybe this one will do it. Maybe after this one, you know. Brock did it to him. He talked about Brock, got his butt beat, and still talked about Brock. He talks about Junior Dos Santos now, even though Junior Dos Santos just beat him, you know. So he doesn't really respect many people at all.
Okay, change the subjects for a second. You brought up the Giant Silva, of course. You beat him, and now he's going to fight Cain Velasquez in a second fight. He just got annihilated by Cain like a year ago in one of the most bloody matches I'd ever seen in combat sports. I mean, what gives the Giant Silva the confidence to go after Cain Velasquez again?
Well, I think the thing that makes Bigfoot confident is that he's a fighter. You know, regardless of what you say about Bigfoot Silva, you know, he got beat up by me, he got beat up by Cain back-to-back, came in and kind of was brought in to lose to Travis Brown, went in and knocked that kid out. He was undefeated at the time. And then, you know, Overeem, you know, knocked Overeem out. So, you know, like, he's a fighter. And I think that gives him confidence to think that he'll be able to fight Cain. But nothing's going to change. That's going to be the same kind of fight. Cain's going to take him down, beat him up. And I don't even see it going out of the first round again.
Are you giving your child electric shocks in the background there or what?
My son's sitting here watching Up, the movie Up, and eating popcorn. So he got excited a little bit. I don't know what happened.
Daniel Cormier is our guest, folks. April the 20th, he is in the main event. That's right. The eyes of the world will be on him when UFC and Fox TV go to the HP Pavilion, the house that Daniel built. That's what he hopes to call that place after April the 20th. Of course, he'll be fighting in front of his hometown people. Now, Gilbert Melendez, the ex-Strike Force lightweight champion, and Benson Henderson, they'll be fighting as well. Ben, you know, Gilbert's from San Francisco. We should have a pretty good crowd down there, huh?
Oh, yeah. They said the tickets are going well right now. You know, the first couple times the UFC came, the first time did fair. The second time when Munoz fought Weidman didn't do very well. I think fight fans were kind of coming down from the Chael Sonnen and Anderson Silva fight. It was the Wednesday after. And it was in the middle of the week, so it didn't do that well. And now this one's doing very, very good in the ticket sales. And it's going to be packed. I mean, I've got 30 people coming from Louisiana. I've got people coming from Oklahoma. So that'll be a pretty big group of people there to watch me fight. I'm excited.
You brought up Weidman. Isn't Sean his first name?
Chris. Chris Weidman.
He looks like the real deal. He's never been taken off his feet in a UFC match, ever.
And he won't. And he's going to present a lot of problems for Anderson Silva. I mean, Weidman is a good wrestler, which is Ben Anderson's kind of kryptonite with Chael Sonnen showed that if you're a good wrestler, you can take him down and you can hold him down. And not only is Weidman a good wrestler, but he took Munoz down 5 times. And Mark Munoz is an NCAA wrestling champion. And he made Mark look like he hadn't even wrestled before. So I'm excited about that fight. You know, I've gone pretty far out there saying that I think Chris Weidman's going to be the guy that beat Anderson Silva, because not only is he a good wrestler and can take him down, he has strong finishing ability, and he also has good jiu-jitsu.
Yep.
You know, so he's not going to fall into any submissions late in the fight.
You know what's funny? When he fought Munoz, I was the only guy on press row to pick him to win, and I thought maybe, like, I what did I do here? No, I thought he would win, and he won easily. Anyway, Daniel Cormier, all the best to you, April 20th. Hope to have you back before then, but Good luck, HP Pavilion, UFC on Fox TV, Frank Mira standing across the cage. May God be with you. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you on Kyle Kingsbury's coming up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Kyle loves you. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He does. Kyle and Daniel, man, they're partners. American Kickboxing Academy, of course. Cain Velasquez, the UFC heavyweight title holder, part of that same stable. What an illustrious group. Man, Silicon Valley's got it going on when it comes to the world of cage fighting. And, of course, Silicon Valley, then Northern California's got boxing with Donaire, Guerrero, and, of course, Andre Ward. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, King Kyle Kingsbury on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Vince Kim trying to keep him in his cap. That's it. Eating him. That's it. Excited here at ringside.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The clock says 40 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks. And, of course, I defend that title Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then, of course, we come back with Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the same Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, we come with the weekend wrap. So we wrap up the week in boxing and mixed martial arts Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My favorite guest in the world of MMA is with us, of course, talking about the Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Pedro?
Pretty good. Before we go through UFC 158, man, all kinds of rumors on the internet about you this week. What's going on?
Well, you know,
besides being happy birthday,
Well, thank you very much, Pedro. Like, you know, 31st birthday is no big deal. I think 30, 40, 50, those are the big ones. So, I mean, at least I'm in my 30s now. That's a good thing.
Okay. Let's go through UFC 158. Let's go with the main event. Nick Diaz now 27-9. George St. Pierre 24-2. How can I put this? I thought Nick was going to put up more of a fight, especially standing up, than he did. What happened?
Yeah, you know, after the first 2 minutes, I'm watching that fight just thinking to myself, A, how dominant is GSP, but B, man, this is going to be a boring fight because Nick Diaz is absolutely nothing for GSP. I mean, there was just nothing he could do. It was completely one-sided.
Yeah, of course, the score has indicated that 50-45 across the board. Now, Johnny Hendricks didn't get the knockout, didn't get that one-punch knockout, but he went three rounds with Carlos Condit. He's now 15-1, and Condit now 28-7. He can punch, but he needed the rounds, didn't he?
Yeah, he did need the rounds, and I think he went against, you know, his toughest opponent to date in Carlos Condit. Condit looked great in that fight, and Hendricks just had the perfect game plan and the right tools necessary to beat Condit. It was a great fight for both guys. I really liked Hendricks in that fight.
Now, I think you picked Nate Marquardt to win this fight, but Jake Ellenberg beat him on a stoppage of 3 minutes with some nice kicks early as far as Marquardt was concerned. But what happened there?
Man, I was totally impressed with Jake. He looked great. He had tons of power in his punches. Everything looked smooth. He had better stand-up than Marquardt, and I didn't think that'd be the case at all. I think a lot of people thought if Jake was going to win this fight, it'd be by taking Marquardt down. So hats off to him for sure, for having that kind of power and precision.
Okay. Did Nick Ring get jobbed against Chris Kanuzi?
You know, I didn't. I was unfortunately not able to see that fight, but that's what I hear right now from everybody talking about it.
Kamuzi now 19-5. Nick Ring 13-2, lost a split decision. 29-28 twice for Kanuzi, 29-28 once for Nick Ring. Okay, that takes care of UFC 158. Now, UFC is going to Stockholm, Sweden. The joint's already sold out. Sold out. $2.5 million in the bank, U.S. I'm talking about Alexander Gustafsson. Was he 16-1? He's a huge, huge guy. 6'4", 205 pounds. Of course, they're going to try to match him up with John Jones, right?
Yeah, if he gets this win, he's going to be next in line for the title shot.
Okay. What does Gegard Mousasi at 33-3-2 bring to the dance besides experience?
Well, Mousasi, you know, he's had some big-name fights in Strikeforce. We'll see. You know, everybody has the UFC jitters. We'll see what it's like for him in his big UFC debut here. I think he'll be game. He's got a ton of experience, but I also feel that Gustafsson's going to be too much for him with that length and with all the talents he possesses.
We're talking with Kyle Kingsbury, folks. We're talking MMA, of course, the world of mixed martial arts, USC being the dominant company. And, of course, Ronda Rousey coming off that big win over Liz Carmouche a couple of weeks ago, and people are still buzzing about that. You know, Kyle, I'm going to tell you, I tried to get boxing people like historian Ron Marshall to watch the UFC. He wouldn't do it. I tried to get Hector Martinez, two-time Golden Glove champion, former manager of Roberto Duran, to watch UFC. He wouldn't do it. Then I got him to watch a little clip of Ronda. And before you knew it, all of a sudden, these guys are MMA and UFC, not fans, but experts. Okay? they went from, like 2 months ago, knowing nothing, absolutely nothing about MMA. Nothing. They hated it. It was like Bob Arum used to call it male gay wrestling or something like that. But now, but now all of a sudden they're experts. I mean, both these guys are telling me strategies, stand up, ground and pound. I'm going, whoa, you know. But Ronda made the crossover. She made them crossover.
She's the next big thing in MMA. She's bringing women's MMA to the forefront of the UFC.
Wow. Do you think there's – now, I know that Chris Cyborg Santos went off and signed a contract with Evicta to fight three fights over there. And allegedly, she thinks she's going to go 3-0 over there and then come back and fight Ronda at 140 pounds when Ronda's 135-pound champion, but Tito Ortiz is representing her. Now, is Tito representing her? Is that a good thing for her or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing. Tito's got money, and he's also plugged in well. There's not a ton of money in sponsorship out there, but Tito knows the right people. I think he can get her some sponsors, and he's a good bad guy. He's a great bad guy. The sport needs heels, and I think her being kind of a villain in her own right, it's a nice pairing. It's almost old school wrestling status where the bad manager teams up with the bad guy.
Okay, speaking of heels, Chael Sonnen, is he a heel or a jerk?
I think he's a heel, but people are more and more starting to warm up to him, seeing the way that he coaches and how he is as a person on The Ultimate Fighter.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of The Ultimate Fighter, the main event, tournament finale going down, of course, April 13th, but also on that same card, one of my favorite guys, a California kid, Uriah Faber, taking on who, Scotty Jurgensen?
Yeah, I think that's just one of those fill-in fights, trying to get Uriah some more eyes on him. He's always going to be a fan favorite, and he had a great victory in his last fight. But I don't think that's a fight that really moves him up the ranks or does anything for him. It's more or less just to keep him in front of the fans.
Okay. UFC on Fox coming to your hometown, or to where you're residing down there, Silicon Valley, of course. Gilbert Melendez, double bad, double tough, San Francisco, California. Benson Henderson, originally from Seattle, of course, the UFC lightweight champion. What's going to give here? I mean, Melendez is tough. I mean, just rugged. He sort of reminds me of Nick Diaz to an extent. Is that what he's going to be, just a tough guy that can go the route with the champ or what?
Well, Melendez is extremely technical, but I think he's nowhere in the same league as Benson Henderson. Benson has the cardio, the agility, the athleticism, all the technique. He's an unorthodox striker, incredible wrestling. He stays out of trouble when he's on the ground. I mean, he's almost the GSP of 155. Time will tell, but I think he's going to be right up there with some of these really good guys that are pound-for-pound champions.
Well, let me give you the scoop on this April 20th show. Of course, it is live on Fox TV from San Jose, California. The co-main events will be Frank Mir and, of course, Daniel Cormier, who was just on a couple of minutes ago, and Benson Henderson and Gilbert Melendez. But the fights start off at 1 p.m. Pacific time. 1 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook. And they go on Facebook for a while. Then they switch over to FX Cable for the prelims. That's starting at 2 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And then we go to the main card. I mean, holy cow. I'm telling you, some people don't like the way Dana does business in the UFC, but I'm telling you, they're covering all the markets, all the social areas, all the social networks. They're tapping things that other sports like boxing they're missing the boat.
Yeah, they do a good job of really getting the feelers out there. And obviously, they have the whole incentive programs with the fighters themselves to get themselves on Twitter and to help promote these fights and just spread the knowledge, get everybody involved, get people talking about the sport.
Okay. Speaking of talking about this guy, we just talked about him and how he talks. Chael Sonnen was my guest a couple of weeks ago. Taking on John Jones for the UFC light heavyweight title, is 205 pounds at UFC 159, April 27th. Is Chael's moving up from 185 pounds? Usually when guys move up 20 pounds, I sort of say, I got to see him first. You know what I'm saying? But he's getting this shot because he was the guy who was willing to take the shot, take the fight on short notice with John Jones. So Dana's doing him a payback by doing him the coaching job on the Ultimate Fighter and getting him the shot with Jones. But is it just, has he got a shot here?
I don't think he's got a shot. I mean, I think he's going to do pretty well at 205. But there's a lot of guys, he's not going to be able to use his size and strength on people the way that he did at 185 because people are just a lot bigger, and Jones is no exception. He's got a ton of reach. I think he's a better wrestler outright. If these guys were to wrestle, I think Jones is a better wrestler flat out. Certainly a better wrestler in MMA. And, you add in the Muay Thai and all the things that Jones possesses, all his weapons, I don't see, Chael having any chance at all. I think he gets finished probably in the first round, maybe in the second at the latest.
We're talking MMA, folks, with our MMA expert, King Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight. I watched Bellator on Thursday night. Did you catch it?
You know, I just caught a few of the fights towards the end. A lot of finishes in Bellator.
Well, that's the way Bjorn Rebney books that. Anyway, I can't think of his first name now. It was Page. I think it was Mark Page. Mark Venom Page. The 6'3" guy, 170 pounds from London. He took like 10 seconds to knock this guy out with something he called point kickboxing. Do you know what that is?
I've never heard of it.
You know, but I'm telling you, man, I'm digging the finishes. I mean, that's what you're getting on Bellator. And I think Bjorn Rebney, who's making the match, is the CEO of the Bellator Fighting Championships. But I think he's inclined to put, how can I put this? Fighters that are like, we'll say nines in with fighters that are sixes. So the nines are going to win most of the time. How's that sound to you?
That sounds very, very likely.
Okay. UFC 164 in Milwaukee. Wow. At the Bradley Center. I guess they haven't got a main event for that. And Ronda Rousey was on the Jim Rome show about a week ago. She was on my show a few weeks ago talking about steroids. I mean, she is as anti-steroid as you can get. Kyle, you and I know that performance-enhancing drugs take guys to another level and to an unknown level, and it's not fair. And it's just not cool. Do you think guys should be banned after one thing, or should the suspension go and then a close watch afterwards? Because let's be honest, you can't monitor a guy year-round.
Well, I think you can monitor a guy year-round. I think you can. I think there's things that are set up. At least, you know, obviously there's guys in all these different countries, but, I mean, there's different programs. We've talked about VADA, the Voluntary Anti-Doping Agency. They do international testing, year-round blood work, and they'll show up at your door and then just have the kit ready to go. You got to give two vials right now. So I think that the year-round random testing is the way you eliminate that. And, you know, I don't know. There's so many supplements out there that could have tainted stuff in it. So I don't know if it's one time and you should be banned for life. But certainly if you're a repeat offender, I mean, you look at a guy like Stephen Bonner who got caught again after his fight with Anderson Silva, and he didn't even deny it. He said, oh, I took it for recovery, and,
yeah.
And you know, I wouldn't have taken it for the fight. I mean, that there's no reason for that.
Okay. We're talking drugs, performance-enhancing drugs, folks. That is the—listen, I mean, the big pharmacy down in Florida with that doctor just getting popped a few weeks ago, and guys like Alex Rodriguez of the Yankees and Yuri Gamboa, boxing being involved. I think there were some MMA fighters as well. But I just think that, see, people don't realize that this is fighting, Kyle. This isn't baseball. We're not hitting baseballs out of a park. We're hitting heads off a neck, knocking heads off the shoulders and things like that. This is different.
Yeah, there's no doubt. That adds a whole different element when you're putting guys bodies on the line and putting guys' brains on the line. You know, realistically, there's nothing set in place for us down the road. There is no lifetime medical or pension program set up for us. So you start talking about long-term health risks, they're there. And you add in things that are going to make you punch harder and kick harder and knee harder, that definitely is going to add to that toll in the long run.
Okay. Kyle Kingsbury, all the best. Before I let you go, I will mention this. The guy's name on Bellator is Michael Page. He knocked out Ryan Sanders in 10 seconds. Ryan Sanders was a hometown guy. And a guy named Spirit Wolf. He was an Indian fighter, Native American fighter. He dogged it on a borderline blow. Just dogged it. But, Kyle, all the best to you. Thank Daniel for me, and I'll talk to you real soon.
All righty. Hey, Pedro, real quick. Daniel wants to know if he can get 3 tickets to Chappelle's show.
Hey, Dave just sends me an email. He don't send me tickets.
I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. Talk to you soon, Kyle. Dave Chappelle, Sunday nights. Yoshi's in Oakland, folks. You heard it here. You won't hear it anywhere else because nobody else knows. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And guess what? You know it. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Down to the nightclub, uh-huh. You can get what you want if you know how to line to the nightclub. Ooh, we be slick, slick, slick. Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah, you ought to be having some fun. If you haven't for 2 hours, then you're just not with it. You're asleep. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, UFC 164, as I said, August 31st in Milwaukee. Want to mention Michael Bisping signing a 2-year deal, the light heavyweight contender out of the UK. Very, very opinionated young man, signing a 2-year TV deal with Fuel TV. He'll be an analyst, more power to him. Looks like Dana White's coming out against TRT, the testosterone replacement therapy. And that's funny because, you know, three of the company's big stars, Chael Sonnen, Dan Henderson, Vitor Belfort, they're all on TRT. What's he going to do? Throw them out? Be interesting, but he wants to get all the boxing and athletic commissions on board to stop this TRT stuff. He says it's cheating, legalized cheating. Duh! Thanks, Dana. Only took you a couple of years to step on board with that one. You needed Michael Bisping to get lit up by Vitor Belfort before you realize that, yeah, drugs do play a role in the world of combat sports. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank all my guests, Robert Guerrero. That's right, Robert Guerrero. Martha Salazar will be on in the coming weeks. Of course, I want to thank Martha. As people, they're trying to get her back on the track. Want a big heavyweight in the world of boxing as far as females are concerned, she can crack. Of course, the world of MMA, got to thank King Kyle Kingsbury and, of course, Daniel Cormier. Until next time, much peace, much respect. Don't forget, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.